Good morning. Good morning, Easter people.
Good morning.
There you go. I just wanted to take a minute. My name is Emily Robbins, and I'm the Director of Youth Ministries here at West End. And I wanted to take a minute to say thank you. Thank you for allowing the opportunity for our youth to give leadership in worship this morning. This is one of the ways that our church continues to support our youth ministry. I hope that you know that you are making a difference in our youth's lives by allowing them to lead in this way. And for that, hopefully they and all of us will be forever impacted. I have a few announcements. First of all, I would like to invite you to register your attendance with us this morning. You can find pew pads if you're with us here in the sanctuary to sign in, or you can sign in online with us as well. And I believe that there's a QR code in our bulletin that you can sign online. Also, our Older Elementary Fellowship Bake Sale is happening in Reed Hall, so after worship, head in there and help our Older Elementary Fellowship raise money for Make-A-Wish this morning. Plus, you get some good goodies. I mean, it's a win-win. Next Sunday, April the 21st at 5 p.m., Dana Trent will be here sharing her story with us in the Fourth Story Theater. And then also, if you are a college student, welcome. If you're a grad student, welcome. Pastor Amy will be taking you to for Chat and Chew for a free meal to spend time with you. So if you are here for the first time, Pastor Amy's actually right there in the back. She's raising her hand, and she will be in the back over there at the end of the service to have you join her. Y'all, this morning our teenagers are sharing the way that the passage from Luke has impacted them. We started with this scripture back in January, reading using Lectio Divina to use divine reading to prayerfully discuss how Christ shows up with his disciples, and it has impacted them in ways of showing up as doubt, as hope, as uncertainty. Hopefully you can relate to what the disciples went through and also experience a little bit of what our teenagers have gone through by reading the scripture. Open-minded hope will be our focus today. Our liturgy, prayers, music, children's time, the entire service from beginning to end will all center on this idea that we will be uncertain but can have hope on our faith journey. Now, please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our hymn 451, Be Thou My Vision.
worship found in your bulletin.
We are called to be God's children. Fear and doubt are gone. Where we once felt alone and lost, joy and celebration ring in our hearts. Hallelujah, amen. How joyful it is to celebrate the good news of God's love.
Trusting that God's love for us is unconditional and God's mercy is everlasting, let us make our confession with the confidence of the children of God. Welcoming God, we confess that we have journeyed far from you. Our doubts and fears often override our hopes and faith. We have traveled far from your love and justice. We have neglected the stranger in our midst. We have doubted your presence with us. Help us to remember the promise of new life here and now. Restore us to a life of community and a love that works towards acceptance of all. And now, O God, we offer you our individual confessions in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of glory to God. Amen.
As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us sustain signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you. So with you.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination found in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, and as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Lesson from the Gospel of Luke. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened and why do your doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. see that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Knowing their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of boiled fish. He took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Here are witnesses of these things. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'd now like to invite all children or anybody who is still a child at heart to please come up and join me. Hello. I'm Connor, and I'm in 11th grade in high school. What grade are you guys in?
Ninth.
You're in the big leagues now. You're in preschool? Oh my gosh, I remember my preschool days. Now, I wanted to show you guys something today. Do you guys know what these are?
Puzzle pieces?
You're right, these are puzzle pieces. And do you know what puzzle pieces do?
They fit together.
Right, and when they fit together, they begin to form a bigger image. Now tell me, what do you guys see?
Faces.
You guys see a face? That is nice. I see a face too. Now, what do you think the rest of the picture is? You're right, because you guys can see that the rest of the image is dinosaurs. But when Jesus left the disciples, they could not see the rest of the puzzle. They only had a few of the pieces. They did not know what to do, and they were afraid. But when Jesus came to them, like we heard in the scripture, he told them that they already had all the pieces. And you want to know where they had all the pieces? In their minds, because he had already taught them everything that they needed to know. And we still have all the pieces today, thanks to them. All right, let us pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for the disciples who shared everything they saw and learned from following Jesus. Please help us to do the same. Thank you and amen. Now, I'd like to invite all 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, the cool kids, to go to chapel time with Pastor Maggie.
Good morning. I'm Mary Peacock, and I've been going to West End my whole life. One of my favorite memories from when I was little at the church was doing the Easter egg hunts. I always loved running around, finding all the eggs. One year, I even found the golden egg. Thanks to this church, I've gotten to grow and become the person I am today. Next year, I will be attending the University of Tennessee at Knoxville while pursuing a career as a fighter pilot in the Air Force. I will be getting an aerospace engineering degree, participating in the Air Force ROTC, and continuing my flight education. In Luke 24:36-48, we can see the disciples are tested in their faith. They have to struggle for a minute to believe what is right in front of them. Jesus asked the disciples, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your minds?" This resonated with me, as I'm sure it resonated with many of you. Oftentimes in our lives, we feel confused, or even when God is right in front of us, telling us it'll work out. Our youth group has been going to this amazing camp called Wilderness Trail every year since I was in 7th grade. In fact, I've gone every year, one plus one. Wilderness Trail is a ministry where we get to go hike through the Appalachian Mountains with each other and God. The groups get assigned a leader, and they will be with that leader for the rest of the week. Your group and your leader do activities together at camp, and then you leave to go backpack in the mountains for 4 days. You and your group grow closer and become a family. This last summer, when I went with the youth to Wilderness Trail, I was expecting it to be exactly like all the times before. Amazing, fun experiences spent with close friends, but in fact, it turned out to be even more than I ever expected. Last summer, when I went to Wilderness Trail, I was struggling in many ways. I had just lost a close friend to a motorcycle accident, and I was going to miss his funeral while on this trip. I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go to college, and I felt ill-prepared for that task. Many of you may be able to resonate with my uncertainty. Wilderness Trail has a scripture that they use as their guiding principle that says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. While we hike, this is a literal and figurative thing that we are living by. We carry each other's food, clothes, or pots when they get too heavy, and we share the weight of our thoughts and feelings. And no one has to walk alone with those burdens. When you get to Wilderness Trail, the energy hits you immediately. You drive up in the big bus with the church logo and West End on it, and we are blaring music. Doesn't matter what song it is, we're all singing, we all know the song, and we're yelling it at the top of our lungs. You drive in, you go all the way around the loop, and you're honking the horn. It's so much fun. Everyone's running around, greeting people, and everyone is excited. At the end of that first day, we hike up to the top of the mountain on the property. While you're walking, you pick up a rock that's smaller than a boulder and bigger than a pebble. When you get to the top, you lay that rock down at the altar below the cross. This rock symbolizes the burdens that you are leaving at that cross. Last summer, that rock meant a lot to me. When I let go of that rock, I was saying that I could enjoy my week, not let the stress and sadness take over my life, so that I could leave space for God to be a part of my journey that week. Like the disciples, I often struggle to connect with God and believe what is right in front of me. That week, God put Kelsey in my life. Kelsey was our leader for our group, and thanks to her, I found a stronger connection with God. Kelsey and I got closer throughout the week, and I got to talk to her about the things that were happening in my life. Thanks to her support and being able to talk to her, I got to find God in her and through her. Not all of you will have this opportunity to go to Wilderness Trail, but I'd like to invite you to experience and part of it. If you don't mind, close your eyes and imagine. You're holding in your hands a rock that's smaller than a boulder and bigger than a pebble. Now think of all the things that are causing you to be stressed, overwhelmed, or anxious. You don't have to share this with anyone else. They're just yours to hold. Now pretend that you're setting the stone down at an altar for God to look after. Those burdens fall away as you let the rock fall. You can open your eyes now. Let this be your opportunity to give yourself a break from the burdens and allow God into your life. Anytime in the future when your burdens are feeling too heavy to carry on your own, I encourage you to take a moment to find a rock, leave your burdens at the altar of God. How can you find a way to make space for God in your daily lives? Do you have a place that you can go where you could leave your burdens at the altar? This community has been a crucial part of my life. It will be an adjustment next year not to have this church, but I plan on continuing my faith. Thank you to every person in this church who has ever helped me, supported me, or guided me. I would not be the person I am today without the church community that is here. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. My name is Brazier Pierce, and I'm a current senior at St. Cecilia Academy, and will likely be attending college in California, either UCLA or UC Davis. I am pursuing my lifetime dream of becoming a veterinarian by majoring in either animal sciences or marine biology. And as of right now, it's scary. Scary to follow my dreams, start across the country, and leave my incredible community. I'm sure each and every one of you can sympathize. Think of a time you started something new and felt scared or alone. Do you remember that feeling? Well, despite these fears, I believe that each of us needs to expand beyond our comfort homes to truly live. We must dare to dream. Try something new. Find a new friend, leave old ones behind, get a new job, take a risk. Life itself is full of scary, confusing, and lonely moments. And God allows those parts into our lives so that the joys can be that much more blissful. Similarly, today's scriptures reads, "They were wondering and questioning in the midst of their happiness." That being said, my faith journey can be scary, confusing, and lonely, but it can also be joyful, bliss-filled, and powerful. And maybe you're right there with me. Either way, if you feel lonely or joyful, know that we're all on the struggle bus together. We are here to remind each other through the tough and happy times that God will always love us. 10 or so years ago, my family and I were sitting in those pews, and my father had to leave service early to use the restroom. In case you don't know, my father, Don Pierce, survived stage 4 cancer, a kidney transplant, and numerous other hurdles that come from chemo, radiation, and immunosuppressants. When he left service early that day, I was so young that I could only comprehend the idea that Dad was sick, that one day he would leave me, and that I'd never see him again. So, when he left to use the restroom, and I saw, at the time, those terrifyingly large wooden doors shut behind him, I thought he was gone forever. Like the apostles, I was terrified of life without him, without my protector. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw a ghost. I thought I too saw a ghost when he came back in and picked me up and took me to eat donuts after service. Jesus did the same thing when he said to them, "Do you have anything to eat?" As Nusha Lemeres, the brilliant female poet, once said, "I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you by, or how strangers say, 'Bless you,' when someone sneezes. We have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire, only those brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy? What if they are the true dwelling of the holy? These fleeting temples we make together when we say, 'Here, have my seat. You go first, and let's eat.' These comforting brief moments, our connections, are how I would like to measure humanity. It's a bit cordial and fleeting, but beautiful, innocent, and filled with love for strangers. I experience these true dwellings of the holy when I walk into a room and see my friend standing there with open arms to greet me with a hug, when my father still tells me goodnight, and when I notice a glimmer of happiness in the eyes of someone I've just complimented. It might not seem life-changing, but every time you don't hold a door open or don't smile when you pass someone in the hallway, it makes them feel invisible. And God calls us to treat our neighbors as we would like to be treated. Well, I want to be seen, and so does your neighbor. My memories in this community will follow me to California and impact my every interaction. I will dare to dream, but only because you taught me to. I will greet every person I meet as a fellow child of God, a neighbor, and a friend. And now I recognize and challenge you to realize the brief, small acts of kindness. What can you do to brighten someone's day? How can you provide a moment of comfort for someone? How can you find the true dwelling of the holy? I challenge you to remind each other in those brief moments that God is in each of us and that his love extends unconditionally. Amen.
Join me in reciting the affirmation of faith printed in your bulletins.
This is something we wrote together during our confirmation class in sixth grade.
We believe in an all-powerful, merciful God who is an everlasting bundle of love that is always with us. We believe Jesus is the Son of God who protects us and gives everyone a chance for redemption. We believe the Holy Spirit connects us to the love of God through Jesus. The Holy Spirit listens to us wherever we go. We believe the church is a place to worship and to grow closer to God and the community of faith. We believe a disciple of Jesus Christ gives comfort and care to others. We believe Jesus' disciples are called to stand up for others and welcome everyone into the church community. We believe the Bible, the Word of God, teaches us different aspects about our lives as people of God.
Sorry, there's a pen under the step. I'm very short. As we come to our time of prayer, our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you would like to
share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout this week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website, or if you are here with us in the sanctuary, there are great cards in the pew racks in front of you. You can place in the offering plates as they are passed. As we pray this day, let us remember and mourn with our beloved church family. Dawn, Stacy, Donald, and Brazier Pierce are mourning the death of Dawn's mother, Dr. Norma Faye Pierce, who passed away on April 9th in Mobile, Alabama. Bill Miller and his family are mourning the death of his brother, Robert Miller, who passed away on April 9th. Among his other survivors are his niece, Jennifer Hoffman, and great niece and nephews, Caroline, Will, and Michael Hoffman. A memorial service for Jody McCauley Gamble, who passed away on April 3rd, will be held on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. in the sanctuary. Visitation will proceed in the service in Reed Hall beginning at 12:30 p.m. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. As we pray together, please join me in asking our Lord to hear us. When I say, Lord, in your love, please say, hear our prayer. Let's practice. Lord, in your love. Jesus, the light of your love shines on, illuminating the places where you are present. As the bewildered disciples pondered the stories of your appearance, you penetrated the darkness of their fear and doubt with your word of peace. You showed them the appalling marks of evil pierced on your hands and feet. You opened their minds to understand why you had to die to defeat such evil and death, increasing our understanding, we pray, and open our minds and hearts to receive you. Lord, in your love, bring to us, O God, the sense of your living presence as we go into this new week. Renew in us the faith you want us to have, the faith that is not afraid to reach out in your name and to share the treasure you have given us, the treasure which is greater than silver and gold, the treasure of unconditional love. Lord, in your love, God of resurrection, in our Easter journeys, we have encountered Christ when we have extended and received hospitality amid the pandemic, the racial reckoning, and the ongoing economic disparity. We have also encountered Christ when white privilege has been challenged and new ways of being your community have emerged. Empower us to become your beloved community. Encourage us to welcome the stranger to the table. Enable us to break bread together. Lord, in your love, we specifically hold before you today the joys and concerns of the people. We lift up each request now in your name. We ask you to bless us at West End UMC with passion for the future and reverence for the past. Guide us each day as we minister to one another and to the world for which you gave yourself. Help us each day to bear witness to your name and who you have created us to be. Lord, in your love, we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Let us now gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. Those of you joining us online are invited to give via the options listed on the screen. While here in the sanctuary, we will pass offering plates down the rows. You may also use the QR printed in the bulletin to give digitally through the website. May we give with joy to the God who has been so generous with us.
Members of our congregation have come together to create a sensory-friendly space in the church by adding new additions to the prayer chapel. Sensory-friendly environments empower neurodivergent people to fully participate, engage, and rest in a space free of loud noises or busy crowds. Resources that can be found in the prayer chapel include weighted blankets, fidgets, calming exercises, puzzles, toys, noise-canceling headphones, and sensory-involved prayer prompts, chairs that allow movement, and more. Will members of that task force please stand? Another group, the Art Inclusion Task Force, commissioned a piece for the church that offers diverse perspectives and understanding of God and the people of God, both historically and today. Tin Nguyen was selected by a vote of this congregation, and his piece is now hanging in the prayer chapel. We invite Tin and the members of the Art Inclusion Task Force to stand.
Of course, I need to go off script for just a minute. We're going to have an opportunity to say thank you to the youth in a more robust way in just a few minutes, but I just want to highlight the many ways that you lead us as a congregation in not just worship, but in ministry and in helping us stretch the arms of God's love even wider through this place. And this particular ministry of helping to transform the prayer chapel into a more sensory-friendly space in our church is one way that you've helped us be more aware of the needs of others and open our arms even wider. And we are grateful to you for that. And just so you know, some of our youth were on a trip last year in the church where they were worshiping and having the conference had a sensory-friendly space in the church. And those youth came back from that conference and said, we want to do that here at West End. And so they initiated it, and they recruited other people to help them do this work. So I invite you after the service to take a walk down the breezeway and visit the prayer chapel. There are some pictures in the bulletin to help you see what it looks like. But we want you to feel comfortable praying there and spending time there. We're grateful to Tin, our artist, who has provided new images to guide us in prayer there. So much to be grateful for, and we thank you all so much. And now we want, as a congregation, to dedicate this space in a time of prayer together. So I invite you to stand as you're able. And the prayer chapel is that way in the building, if you're not familiar with our building. So I'm going to invite you, if you feel comfortable, if you're able, to just turn toward that part of the building. And if you feel comfortable, even to raise a hand in the direction of that chapel as we ask God's blessing on this holy space. Let us pray. O God, we dedicate our new sensory-friendly space to your glory. We thank you for the skill of the artist. We pray that the art piece and the additions to the prayer chapel will offer more opportunities for people to experience peace and feel welcome at West End. We pray that all people will feel your love in this space. O God, we dedicate each item to your glory and pray for each person who may enter that space to find rest in you, including ourselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please remain standing and join with us in singing our closing hymn.
Thank you. If you will, join me in celebrating our youth this morning in a round of applause. Each and every one of them here today are special, special people who I love dearly. And I'm so glad that they have you all to support them. So on behalf of them, thank you so much for just being in their lives and being a steady light. Right now, we will hear from Ann Keaton as she closes us out in our benediction.
Go as you are loved and see others. Let this be a reminder that you are witnesses of these things. Amen.